Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Marnie Svedberg, and I welcome you to Marnie and Friends, a place where leaders share practical, helpful, and encouraging ways to get anything important done faster, better, and smarter. Right now, I encourage you to sit back, buckle up, and join us for fun, laughter, practical help, and clear thinking, the kind of discussion that focuses our attention off of the fluff and onto the most important stuff in life. Again, welcome to Marnie's Friends. Let's get going.
Hi, everybody. This is Marnie Svedberg, and I welcome you to another edition of Marnie's Friends. Today, we're going to be talking about how to get clients and grow your business, and no matter what kind of thing that you're trying to grow or increase or improve or get the word out about. Our guest today, Doreen Penner, is a great person to talk to about that, about taking your life or your business or your ministry or whatever it is to the next level. Doreen is a coach and a speaker. She teaches heart-centered solo professionals and others how to have absolute clarity in designing a business around their brilliance so that they can naturally and authentically attract more clients, make more money doing what they love, and she uses a step-by-step system to help us learn how to do anything better. Welcome, Doreen.
Thank you, Marnie. It is such a pleasure to connect with you today. I'm so excited to be here.
Well, I'm excited to have you here, and for those of you who haven't already done so, you can download the show notes over at marniesfriends.com or in the leadershipattitudes.com. And the first thing that you talk about, Doreen, is the need to embrace who you are, and I love this. I am just a total cheerleader for people taking the time to investigate who they are before they start going around doing stuff. I always call it the be before the do. And you talk about this too. When and how did you come to realize that embracing who you are, that for your clients and yourself, that was really important?
Well, part of that in my whole story about why I work with solo entrepreneurs is simply because of my struggle in growing my own business. And it wasn't until I focused on what makes me remarkable and unique, and that's what's going to set me apart from everybody else who does what I do. So there's tons and tons of coaches out there, and somehow you need to set yourself apart so that you're the one that people will call and know why to call you.
Mm-hmm. I remember the first time in a professional manner that I understood how important it was to be yourself, to embrace who you were, was when I was taking some classes on speaking, and somebody explained that in order to tell a good joke, what you need to do is you need to figure out what makes you really laugh? What is the joke that makes you really laugh? And if you laugh really hard then at a joke, then what happens is when you go to tell it, you have all that passion and energy behind it, and when you tell the joke, it just flies and it's really funny. Whereas if you just tell a joke that you thought was okay or you needed a joke, so you read a joke and it's like, well, that was pretty good, when you get up to tell it, it won't fly because you don't have the passion, the energy behind it. And so what we want to do when we're talking about anything, whether it's writing a speech, whether it's deciding which direction you want to go in your career or your business or your ministry or whatever, we want to always start with the basis of who are you and why are you doing what you're doing. And I just have to pause for a moment here and let you know that the system has dropped our guest. You're listening to Marnie Svedberg, and Doreen is not currently on the switchboard with us. The system has dropped her, so hopefully she's going to be back in just a moment. But one of the things over at Marnie.com you can check out is the training, the Success Principles training over there really takes you down to the core of this. Who are you? Why are you here? What makes you unique? And it helps you to identify that part for yourself. And hopefully Doreen's going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break and see if we can find her here. And the switchboard will be right back with you. Sorry about this.
The fastest and easiest way to find out which major women's events are coming to your area is to visit www.womensevents.info. That's womensevents.info. It's the only directory of its kind, and it features all of the major events like Women of Faith, Beth Moore, eConference Women, and so many others. It's free to search, and you can find it all at womensevents.info.
Are
Are you registered to receive the Marnie Minute? Have you sometimes missed out on training or connection opportunities because you didn't know about them in advance? Visit Marnie.com and select free updates to receive email notifications so you will never miss a beat. That's free updates over at Marnie.com.
Well, hi, this is Marnie, and we are working today on a project called How to Get Clients and Grow Your Business. And at the moment, we still are missing our guest. She was here, and she is gone, and I'm not sure if that was something that happened with her line or with our switchboard. But anyway, she was here, and now she's not. So she will be back, I'm sure, as soon as she can. In the meantime, let's go ahead and talk about some of the ways that we can get clients and grow our businesses. And the first one was how to embrace who you are. When you're doing this, there's so many tests available. Recently here, we took one, and I'm not sure if I can see it here, the StrengthsFinder test. That is a fantastic test. There it is, StrengthsFinders 2 and 2.0. This is a book that's available online, and you can take this on your own. And then they also, once you buy the book, they let you go into the website and get more downloads, more information about it. It's a wonderful book about just figuring out how you're built, how you're put together, where your strengths and weaknesses are. For example, they have 34 themes and ideas for actions, achiever, activator, adaptability, and analytical arranger, belief, command. It goes on like that, and it helps you to identify where your strengths and weaknesses are. And then they also go on and help you to identify how to use those. So if you end up with a list of that, like what that's good for, how to actually apply it. Another book that I've really, really loved is The Path by Lori Beth Jones. And when I teach mission vision training, I use The Path. That's such a terrific book that really outlines for us exactly, takes you through the process. And mission vision training, if you do it with me, it's usually about an hour to 2 hours long. If you go through the book, it's going to take you a couple hours or maybe even longer to go through it. But at the end, you're going to have a very clear picture of how you are unique, what makes you unique, and how you can tap into that in your future. So it looks like, let's try here. It looks like we have Doreen back. Hi, Doreen. Is that you?
Hi, it's me.
Good deal. Well, sometimes these, we haven't had trouble with this for a while, but sometimes on BTR we have a little trouble with it kicking callers off the line. So one question I have for you, do you happen to be calling in on Skype?
No, I'm on a landline.
A landline, okay. Well, that's the only thing we've been able to identify in the past is if it calls in on Skype, sometimes it has more of a tendency to do that. But, well, I'm glad you're back, and we're going to go ahead and talk about point number two here. We've been talking about embracing who you are a little bit. Maybe before we move on to point number two, if you want to just encapsulate what you wanted to share on that one.
Okay. Yes. In embracing who you are, you need to get clear on what it is that makes you remarkable and unique, and really value the gifts that you bring to the world. And I know that happens all the time where women see and know what their gifts are, but they think, well, anybody can do that. Well, no, not everyone can do what it is that you do. You really need to fully own the gifts that you bring to the world. And you might wonder, well, what does that have to do with your business? Well, I want you to have a business that absolutely fits for you so that you are being who you are, doing what you've been called to do, and serving the people that you've been called to serve in a way that completely resonates and fits with who you are so that it reflects you.
And from my understanding and in the work that I've done with it, when that happens, there's a couple things that really change. First of all, you'll love it for a long time. I mean, you won't tire of it because it's so you. It's just such a good fit. That's what you were created to do, and so it just comes more naturally. And also, because of your energy toward it, you'll attract people to you that you would never have attracted if you had done something that was less of a fit.
Yes, absolutely. And I noticed, too, that some people are afraid to do that self-exploratory work because they're thinking, all I'm going to find is junk and gunk. Well, you will. It doesn't take too much to show up, some of us. But underneath all of that, there's also a treasure within you. And that's what you're trying to uncover. And that's the thing that you want to see is what makes you so special and talented. And to really, like I said, really own that.
Cool. So number two is to unveil your designed brilliance. What, first of all, what do you mean by that?
Your brilliance comes from the core of who you are. Essentially, it's your essence. It's the thread of everything you do that ties it all together. Now, I'll use me as an example. I am a coach, a counselor, a speaker, a teacher, and a group facilitator. So when I was just starting out to grow my business, I thought, what am I supposed to be marketing? Because it's all me and it's all true of me. And it wasn't until I got clear in what my unique brilliance is that I finally made sense to yourself. So your brilliance is a thing that makes you a one and only, and no one can do what you do. And I know you know that, but you really need to get that. Your brilliance is your sparkle, the way that you shine. It's been divinely given to you. Now, I have a client who just loves working with widows, and in our conversations together, I had this big hit, and I said to her, you are sunshine. Hmm. And I got it so dead on that tears welled in her eyes, and she quietly said, I am sunshine. Hmm. It just resonated with her. And a while ago, she phoned me, and she was all out of sorts, and she says, I don't know why. I just want to go take a picture of sunset. It'll make me feel better. And I said, well, what did we say was the essence of you? She says, I am sunshine. And I go, exactly. You want to go capture who you are. Because the things that she was doing was trying to fill roles and distracting herself from just being who she is. What I'm trying to say is your brilliance is the way that you capture what you do and the deeper gifts that you bring to the world. So some would say I'm a connector, or another client would say I'm a beacon. My particular brilliance is I'm an interpreter of hearts. I hear and help you see what your heart really wants. So when you capture the essence of who you are and put your own words to it, it'll resonate down to the tips of your toes and you will finally make sense to yourself. I promise. Mm. But you need to know it and order to own it.
And that's so beautiful.
People will confirm your brilliance in you in one way or another, and they will say, that is so you. That is who you are.
Hmm. So when you were saying that, did you say you, Doreen Penner, was a connector of hearts? Is that what you said?
An interpreter of hearts.
Interpreter of hearts. And you said, define again what that means?
I hear and help you see what your heart really wants. So when you're putting words to your own unique brilliance, it doesn't have to make sense to anybody else, but it just has to make sense to you. It has to resonate with you and who you are.
I know when I did my mission vision, I was water, and more specifically, and it's interesting because you can be, if you're water, you can be water in a million ways. I mean, you can be a flood, you can be a waterfall, you can be a wave, you can be whatever. And narrowed it down for me that I'm really a babbling brook, which is kind of the little happy, cheerful water, cold, refreshing water that just kind of keeps going down. And no matter what comes in its path, whether it's a rock or whatever, it just goes over, under, around, or whatever. It always makes a way to get through, and it just keeps on going. And that's kind of what I help people to, is to figure out how to get through what they're going through, to how to get unstuck when they feel stuck. And as a babbling brook, that's one of the things that I just always do, is I keep getting unstuck all the time and keep going. So it's true that every person listening here has something that you can learn to use to describe who you are, what you do, and in your business. I love how you have these first, because it's so important. It's so important to understand the B even before we do number three, which is getting clear about the vision. So first you have to be clear about who you are. Did you have anything else to say about that part?
No, I'll just leave it at that for now.
Okay, all right. Then let's go on to the clear vision. And this also is just critically important.
Yes. You need to know exactly which way your heart is leading you. And in working with entrepreneurs, so many times they want to listen to their head and get distracted and try to do what everybody's telling them to do instead of stopping and listening to their heart. Now, I'm a very intuitive person, and I'm always, always pulling my clients back into what is your heart saying, to follow your heart and your intuition. Listen to those nudges because they mean something. So in determining what is your vision, I always ask my clients, what is your dream for your business? You know, what are you seeking to create? And write it down. Don't worry about how it's going to happen. Just write it down. And I've discovered that too often entrepreneurs try to mimic or reproduce someone else's business. And it won't feel right because it's just not you. It's not who you are. And in order to stand out, you need to be different. So, again, the listening to your heart piece. What is it that your heart really wants to do? And in your vision, let your heart lead you. Feel your vision. Imagine that you're there, you know, your environment. What does that look like? Smell it, like the room. How's it set up? All those kinds of things. Just really get into that vision because that helps you take your thoughts and just flush them out better. Another thing I suggest is creating a vision board, and it holds your vision. So your vision board is simply taking your thoughts and putting them out there on paper or pictures. And I'm not a very crafty person, so I will go to the dollar store and get a poster board and cut out words or phrases and just stick them onto my poster board of what it is that I want my business to look like this year. And vision boards just simply hold it. It takes your thoughts and it gives you a visual. And in those areas, you should have three things. Who do you want to be? Who do you need to be to do what God's called you to do? So take words or phrases and write that on there. What do you want to do in your business? What do you want to have? And that doesn't necessarily mean monetary. Of course, you can include that. But it might be things like freedom and joy and peace and abundance. And just capturing your mental thoughts and putting it out there. Because when you're an entrepreneur and you're just starting, you will get discouraged, you will get distracted, and that vision board will just help you draw you back to where it is that you're working on. I always go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, so cool, yeah.
Yeah, and I always like to ask, you know, is what you are creating aligning with who you are in terms of what's your vision for your business? Is it, we're going back to the value who you are and the gifts that you bring to the world, are you in alignment with that? And just a word of caution, don't get distracted by what everyone else is doing. Just because they're doing something doesn't mean that you should, because it just might not fit for you.
And love it. A couple things that are coming to my mind. One is vision boards. A lot of people are using Pinterest now as a kind of an online vision board, which is really a fun idea too, and then you can just pull in pictures from all over the web into one page and have a kind of a page that shows what you're going for. I love that. And then one of the things that I was thinking of when you were talking about how with your clients you work with them about, you know, what's in your heart? What do you dream of? How are you feeling about that, like that? And what's interesting is that as you work mostly with women, that so works because we are so that's so feminine to do that. And if you're working with men, you want to change that up a little bit because, of course, they're not going to come from exactly the same perspective. Guys are going to be a little different. And when you're working with, let's say that you're a women's ministry leader or something like that, and you're working with a male church leadership team, you want to change. You go ahead and set it up in the way that you want for your own vision board, for how you speak to yourself about it, for how you talk to God about it, and how you talk to women about it. But when you talk to the guys, you're going to have to talk a little bit more about the nuts and bolts of things and the numbers and things like that because they're more linear. And so you just want to, I love, Doreen, that you, as you work with women, that you really pull this out of us, this deep feminine side where we can truly connect with how God made us and to see who we are in Christ.
Yes. And another thing I always get them to do is watch for what is speaking to emerge, because your business will always unfold over time. And as you evolve and grow and change, so do some of the aspects of your business. And be open to making the changes so that you can be true to who you are. So maybe you love writing articles, but as you're doing them, you feel this book arising inside of your stomach, and it's just, I need to get this out there. It's so deep within me. So be open to things that as you're working on your business, what else is coming? Is there another area where you need to be more true to who you are, where you need to speak your truth? And be open to surprises, because your business changes, and it might be a different shape than what you originally thought. And I find that often happens when we talked about the value who you are and your brilliance piece. That often happens with clients where they think that, okay, now that I'm graduated, this is what my counseling practice is going to look like. And by the time we've gotten clear on what their brilliance is and what they really, really want to do when they listen to their heart, they veer off in a completely different direction, still using the education, but it looks very different. So be open to that, especially when you're just shaping your business. But if you've been in a business for a long time, sometimes you need to kind of step back and say, what do I no longer want to be doing in my business? Or is there an area in my business that I should be adding to? So our vision and our business changes all the time. And be open. Be open to what God shows you and the direction that he leads you, because life is never a straight road. There's always ups and downs and curves. And you think you're on track, and then God will show you something else and bring you into a new area that you never thought of, because he'll open doors and opportunities. So just be open to that.
Yeah, beautiful. I think of the biblical analogy that's used so much of seasons, and there is time for certain things and time for other things, and to just be willing to change seasons if it's that time. Cool. Okay, you talked some about the right niche too, figuring out exactly where in the marketplace we fit. How does one go about doing that?
You need to know who your niche is and how you can help them. This is one of the things that I did all wrong when I started my business, because I was a life coach. And what I did is, on my website, I simply said what coaching was and how it works, but I wasn't really clear on who I am targeting and how it is that I could help them. And I also got all tongue-tied when I went to networking events and they asked what I do, because I wasn't really clear. So again, the more clarity you have around this, the more easier it is to talk about your business and the more easier it will be to attract clients to you. One mistake I see many entrepreneurs make when they're starting out is trying to be all things to all people, and you simply can't serve anyone. And the fear always is if I go too narrow, I won't get clients and I won't make money, and that's simply not true. But when you're too general, and if you're not clear, your marketing will be general and watered down as well. And so when people visit your website, or if you're talking about what you do and you don't have clarity, there's that saying, a confused mind never buys. If you're not clear, no one else will be clear either. So the better you know who your niche is, the easier it will be to market to them. Know them inside out. Know what problems do they have, what keeps them up at night, where do they hang out. Your niche also falls into two categories. One is the group, your group, and one is your specialty. Now, for example, if you work with professionals, there's tons of professionals out there, like counselors, coaches, dentists, lawyers, financial consultants. Really narrow that down to who it is that you're targeting, and your specialty is how it is that you help them. What is it that you do for them? Again, the more clear you are, the more easier it will be to market to them. Just as a note, there should be a heartbeat between what you do and who you do it for. There's likely a group of people that stir your heart, whether it's teens or young adults or women or entrepreneurs or maybe lawyers. There will be a specific group of people, for some reason, you just resonate with them. And your specialty is how you help them. How do you want to help this particular group of people? There are people, I promise, there are people out there that will fit you perfectly, kind of like a hand in a glove. You want to do what you do for the people that you want to do it for. Often your ideal clients are your before story, and they want your after story. Not always.
Oh, that's great. That's a great way to identify that. That's cool.
Yeah, not always, but a lot of times, which is exactly why I work with women who are just starting out to grow their business, because I've been there, I get them, I understand that. And I don't want them to make the same mistakes that I made or struggle as long as I did to grow my business. So that's why I'm so passionate about working with the people that I work with. The same will be for you and your listeners as well. So being crystal clear on who you're targeting and how you help them solve their problems will make your marketing so much easier, because people buy solutions. They don't buy all your education and all your experience. Yes, that matters, but really what they're they're looking for is, can you really help me solve my problem? And the clearer you are about your clients and what they want, the clearer you'll know about what you can offer them. What does your client need from you right now? What is it that they're looking for? So in a sense, you get to choose who you want to work with. But like I said, there needs to be a heartbeat between what you do and who you do it for, because that's very magnetic when people can sense that you love what you do and you love serving those that you are here to serve.
That is so cool. Well, you're giving us such great stuff here, just those things that you included in this last little section. I thought if we could write fast enough so you guys have to go back and listen to that again and write it down, the questions that she's asking you to go through to help you identify who the niche really is, who are you here for, and what are you supposed to be doing with that within that. So I loved the way you broke it down. You have the who, which is your group, but then you have your specialty within the group. So you could say women. Well, that's still too broad. You have to get down into your specialty even farther down than that. You could say school teachers, and you could say elementary school teachers, or, you know, like that. You have to get your main group, and then you want to go down inside the group. Love that, and the many different ways that you gave us there to do that. We're going to take a little break and come right back and talk about marketing with our authentic voice. And I know this is a question that a lot of business owners have. Well, how do I market the best right now? We'll come back and talk about that with Doreen. And you want to be able to check out her website anytime at DoreenPenner.com, DoreenPenner.com. We'll be right back.
Successfully maximizing the gifts God has given us is the best gift that we can give back to God. Are you 100% clear about why you're here, about how God defines success for you personally? Are you on track with God's plan for your life? The best life on planet Earth followed by the best possible eternity for you? If not, check out the Success Principles Intensive Training course over at Marnie.com. It's a 6-hour online program that will change how you define and do your life from today forward. It's a biblically based approach to goal setting and achievement. So check it out under the Training tab at Marnie.com.
Well, welcome back. This is Marnie Swedberg, and I'm so excited that you were able to join us this afternoon. Our program is How to Get Clients and Grow Your Business, and our guest is Doreen Penner. She is also a coach. You just heard a little ad for the Success Coach Training Program at Marnie.com, and Doreen is a coach, a life coach. She's a speaker as well, but she's a life coach, and she really helps women, especially solopreneurs, but a lot of women who want to just get more clear about what they're supposed to be doing, how they're supposed to be going about it, what's their next step, and you can learn more about her over at DoreenPenner.com. She's here sharing with us how to get clients and grow your business, and we're going to move into the marketing section right now, talking about what are the best ways to market. And Doreen, you have an interesting approach to this. You don't give us the answer directly. You kind of come at it through the back door and you give us the best answer maybe possible.
That's great. Well, you know, when it comes to marketing, there's so many different ways of doing it. And there's tons of coaches out there that would say, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that. But I'm really a big believer in having a business that really resonates with you and getting to the true spirit of who you are and the true spirit of your business. That needs to come through in your marketing voice and how you come across. And just like I said, there needs to be a heartbeat between you and the people you serve. There also needs to be a heartbeat between you and your business. And sometimes it seems like there's a standardized template out there somewhere and everybody's using the same thing, and you visit their websites and it's like, okay, I know who you quote-unquote follow, just because it sounds so repetitive and like what everybody else is doing. You want to be different and you want to stand out. And I look at these websites and I go, but what makes you different? And I just move on. They don't capture my attention. When you're clear on who your ideal clients are and how you help them, you need to communicate that you get where they're coming from through the words that you use. And one of the things I always have my clients do is write down words that resonate, even if they don't know exactly why yet, but there's something about that word that resonates with them. So whether they hear the word on a song or in church in a message or read it on a billboard, just write it down. Write it down. In some way, that'll come into your marketing, because I believe in speaking your truth in your own unique way. when people sense that you love what you do, they will feel it in your words. And it's authentic. It will be a little bit vulnerable. It's your words, your way, your message to your ideal client. So in your marketing, the words that you say should be as if you're speaking directly to your client sitting right across the table from you. You want your potential client to say, hey, she really gets me. That's exactly what I need. When you do that, when you know who your clients are, what problems they're facing, that comes out in your conversation, and they read your stuff, and they will decide, they will self-select whether or not you are the right person for them. I love that because you're not being salesy, you're not being pushy, you're just speaking from your heart to the people that you love to care. Your niches are the people that you love to care about. So you're speaking from your heart to them, conversely, in your marketing materials. And when it's personal, when it's a little bit vulnerable, when it's a little bit authentic, it's very attractive, and they will call you to want to work with you. I love that. That happens all the time, and I've heard several times, you know, it's like you could read my mind. And I love that because then I'm not going out to look for clients. They're coming to me. That also eliminates what I call the tire kickers, the people that don't really fit for you. So when they read your stuff, they will know exactly what it is that you do and how it is that you help them. Your marketing should have your heart prints all over it, just like fingerprints. It should be you. That's why it's so important to use your voice and the words that resonate with you, because if you resonate with you, you will resonate with others. And I know just starting out, I tried to throw in words. I didn't know what to put on my website. I was so confused. And it wasn't until I got the clarity about who I am, what my brilliance is, who my niche is, and how I serve them, that I could be able to say it and verbalize it. I get really turned off when I see websites that just feel salesy and authentic. And marketing is never about you. It's always about your clients. And we live in a very, you know, what's in it for me society. That's just, you know, what am I going to get from working with you? That's what your client wants to know. And so you're speaking their language. Don't ever use jargon. Just use your own language to speak to your clients directly, but being as authentic and conversational as you can.
Having said all that, which I love that. Having said all that, is there a way to identify which marketing platforms would be better for you personally? Is it what you like to watch or listen to yourself, or how you find the answers yourself, or do you have to go broader than that?
Marketing can be so much fun because you get to do it your way. Like, there's so many different ways to get your message out there. And that's why I always say, don't do what everybody else does, but do what feels right for you. So marketing can be through speaking. Marketing can be through writing. Marketing can be through doing blog talk radio or teleclasses. There's so many different ways to get your message out there, but just make sure that whatever you're doing, that it's something that you love, something that you enjoy and that you want to incorporate in your business.
So when you talk about, I love how you said it, your heart print should be all over it. When you do marketing then, or let's say you're coaching somebody and they have gotten clear about their, you know, who they are, what they want to focus on, where their brilliance is, they have a vision and they know their niche now. What is the very first thing, what is the first project that you have someone like that work on?
By this time, we're usually working on the website piece. And so what you want to do is capture email addresses. You want to create products that offer a little bit of your services so that they want to buy from you in the future. So you want to give little bite-sized pieces. And this actually ties over into the next point where you put special reports or ebooks or some kind of MP3 or a download, so that people start getting a sense of you and what it is that you can offer. And this happens over time. And I know there's people that have followed me for a long time before they decide to work with me. that's not uncommon, because you want to build that know, like, and trust factor. You want to give them a reason to know you, a reason to like you, and a reason to trust you.
And this is positioning yourself to prosper then?
Yes.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell us more about that.
Okay, so you want to set yourself up as an expert in your industry, and you want to be the go-to person. And a question that I get asked a lot is, how do I get known? How do I get out there? How do I get people to find me? And that's such a valid question, because I know there's a lot of people who are really good at what they do, but they need to be discovered. They need someone to find them. And, of course, if you're going to get out there, you need to have confidence. And so I call it the three C's: clarity, confidence, and conviction. Have clarity and confidence in who you are and what you do, so that you can say it with conviction. And as I mentioned before, if you don't have that clarity when it comes to networking, when it comes to meeting people, to telling people what you do, you'll get all tongue-tied because you don't know for sure what it is that you're doing for people. So you really need to, even before you position yourself, you need to believe in yourself and what it is that you offer and the services that you provide. And a lot of times, new entrepreneurs, when they're just starting out, they experience a lot of self-doubt that they can really do this, whatever their business is, or that people will even pay them for it, you know. So having that confidence and believing yourself is crucial to getting known, because if you're not confident in what you're doing, you're not going to be very bold and courageous in doing it. And positioning, you know, what is it that you want to be known for? Are you, you know, the decorating diva or the cleaning closet guru? Like, what is it that you want people to know you for? What solutions are you providing for people, so that if they don't remember your name, but at least they remember what it is that you do? So considering that, have absolute clarity around those. You know, what is it that I'm known for? And having a presence, getting your word out there, like, take that expertise and show it to the world. Stop being a secret. If you want to prosper, you have to get out there. You have to have a presence. And so you can do that online with Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, websites, e-zines, all kinds of different things. And you can do it locally through groups, networking, clubs, organizations. You're always, always working on exposing yourself and your business on a consistent and regular basis. I believe that connecting with people is key to your success, and the more people that you know, the better your chance of getting clients is. Even if the plumber isn't exactly your ideal client, you might know someone who is. So, you know, getting out there with clarity, believing in yourself, positioning yourself, and what is it that you want to be known for, and the solutions that you're providing, and just getting out there online, locally, and also, you know what, your personal presence. How we show up in the world says a lot about us. And, you know, think about yourself and even your image, the way you carry yourself, the way you walk in the world. If you were to meet yourself in a grocery store, would you work with you? Like, that's just something to think about. How are you showing up in terms of your presence?
I love that, and I love the concept, or the underlying concept here, is that wherever you are, there you are. I mean, it's like no matter where you are, this is an opportunity to just be the authentic you. And if the authentic you truly is what you do for your business, then it's just there's what you're saying this whole time. There's just a heartbeat between whatever you're talking about right now and your business, because it is so congruent. I can't tell you how many times, I'm thinking specifically, I had not too long ago here, a guy came over to my home office, but he came over because he was from the insurance company, and he had to do the annual audit of the employees of our restaurant. So he came over to get on my computer and get all that downloaded and look at the documents. Well, while he was here, we had a conversation, and I don't know how it even came up, because it's just so naturally for me to just talk about my whole life, and it came up, that I've written books. Well, then he ended up getting a Kitchen Shortcuts book for his wife, and I mean, it's just like, whoever you're with, if what you're doing is truly a natural flow for you. If what you speak, if you're a speaker and what you speak about is a natural flow for you, or you're a marketer, or you're like you during a coach, whatever you do, if it's a natural flow, it will come up in conversation. It will be interesting to people, and if they or someone they know could use it, they will say so. I just had somebody not too long ago say, "Do you have gift certificates on your website, Marnie? Because I don't need it for myself right now, but I have somebody in my life that I'd love to give a gift certificate to, so she can just come over and pick whatever she wants off the site." Well, I hadn't even thought of that, but that was what she thought was good. So people will help you understand how to market if you'll just be authentic with them, and if you've done the rest of these points, which is getting yourself positioned. So it flows naturally. After having said all that, what's coming to your thought story?
Well, I think even in talking to people, always give value. I love what John Maxwell does. He tries, I just love and adore him, because I love how he always gives value, and he ensures that after every conversation, the people that walk away from him will feel like they have in some way received something of value to them. And I think that's so true of us in our business and in all our conversations. Like you said, you are a walking brochure of your business. So always giving value to people. And when people know you and like you and trust you, they will come back to you again and again and buy your services and your products. And again, sometimes that takes time to do that. And sometimes they know right away that they want to work with you. But giving bite-sized pieces, whether it's a CD or a download or something, a reason for them to get a sense of who you are and the work that you do is so important.
So cool. And I think that the other part, you know, that what we've come to so far, the reason that I love your approach so much is because it is so very authentic that you never really feel like you're selling. Of course you have something to sell. That's how God set up the world, is that it's a system of give and take, where I have something that you need, you have something that I need, and together we have a partnership, and this, it feels like a good value to both of us. Both of us think, oh, that was a good deal for me, you know? And when we are in an authentic situation like that, where we're not trying to take advantage of someone, we're not trying to sell something to someone that they don't need, but instead we're just saying, this is what I'm in the world to do. This is how I'm here to do it. And if that's what you need, I've got it for you. And then the people that come to you and buy from you and work with you, partner with you, they are happy, you are happy, and it's just a very natural flow compared to when you have to be doing hard selling because you have to sell this because somebody, you know, you have to pay a bill that isn't being paid otherwise. When we're doing it in a Christ-like manner, it flows very naturally. At least, I don't know, is that what you found?
Yes, absolutely. You know, you're always giving a part of who you are. And that's the thing about heart-centered entrepreneurs. We're not in the business for the sake of making money. Yes, of course, we want to make money. But for us, it comes from a deeper place. It comes from being a service and using our gifts in the way that God has called us to do, so that we can stir people's hearts, improve their lives, change them in some way by the thing that we offer, the way that we help them. And I think that's so important, because people are afraid to charge, but they forget that what you're really doing is you're using your gifts to help someone else, and there's so much value in that.
Yeah, I think I said it a couple weeks ago, but it's coming to my thoughts again, so I'll just share it again, was the thought I had recently while I was traveling, and I was being paid to do the work that I was doing while I was traveling, but also as I went along, everywhere I went, I was spending money, and I was actually paying other people to do work for me, you know, whether it was the gas station or the hotel or the restaurant or whatever, and this is how God set it up, and this money thing can really, you know, freak the mind out when it's like, oh, I don't know how to charge, or I don't think I should charge anything, but I have to pay my bills, and we have to just set it up in the way that God has made it obvious for you. What is it that you need? What is it in your heart that you long for, that you truly desire, and let God be the orchestrator of those desires in your hearts, and then follow in your heart, and then follow Him, because He does already know. He does already know what you're equipped, what He has equipped you to do. And then, you know, there's always I always say there's always time to do everything God wants me to do. There's always resources to do everything God wants me to do. It doesn't always feel that way. And sometimes I have to just believe that by faith. But there is. If God wants me to do it, then he's going to provide the time and resources to do it. So that's great. Now, the next thing we're going to talk about is focused action. And you know what? Honestly, Doreen, I think a lot of the challenges that entrepreneurs have is that they start with number 7. They just go right to focused action, and they skip numbers 1 through 6, which are going to set, you know, set you up to know exactly what to do. But talk to us about, okay, now that we got to here, what are some things that we need to remember to do?
Oh, gosh. Take focused action is so important, because here's what happens, and I know this all the time with my clients. We get to the vision piece. What is the vision for your business? And then they get broadsided by fears, insecurity, self-doubt, and the old questions like, do I really have what it takes? Who am I to do this? And you hit a wall, and you just freeze, and we have to work through that. You need to clear the stuff and ask yourself, what's the real fear behind this? So you're all gung-ho, you want to grow your business, and then wham, guaranteed, that you'll hit a wall. And even if you've been in business for a while, every time you make it up to the next level, you go through this again. Maybe not as strongly, but it's always there. Being an entrepreneur is a super big learning curve in personal growth and development. Let me assure you. So you have to take action, and you know that, but here's what happens. You suffer from what I call overwhelm, because there's so much to learn and so much to do that you end up not doing anything at all. And you just procrastinate, and you go off doing laundry and cleaning out the dishwasher and doing instead of doing the things that you need to be doing. So I know I bumped into that when I started out, and I said, God, what do I need to do to grow my business? And this is what he said, and I'm quoting. He said, ask everyone you know for what it is you want. And so I wrote that down, and I signed it God. And then I made a sheet. One side was who, and the other side was what. Two columns, and it was, you know, ask everyone it is that you know for what it is that you want. So everyone that I needed to ask, whether it was asking a favor or asking someone to help with a website or asking for an introduction to someone, I would write their name down and what it is that I wanted from that particular person, and I would check it off. But then what I noticed is there's a couple of them that I wasn't getting done. And I thought, okay, Doreen, what is the real fear behind this? Why are you not taking action on that one or two things? And I would realize that there's always going to be some kind of mindset or fear or belief behind that that I needed to clear, so I would do it. And then I would read my little sign that was just my motivator, because God said I needed to do this, and I would do that. So sometimes it's just a matter of being really, really focused and doing the little steps at a time. And if you ever feel overwhelmed, you don't know what to do or what to focus on, one of the questions I like to ask myself is, what makes the most sense for me to do right now? Not steps 6, 7, 8, and 9, but for right now. And then do that, and then ask again. And you will find the answers, and you will start moving forward.
That's so great. And I love that. What makes the most sense for me to do right now? That's a great question. And another question you can ask the opposite way is what I am doing right now the best thing for me to be doing? A lot of times you'll find that you're just, like you say, procrastinating, and you're doing a task that maybe you're comfortable doing or one that needs to be done sometime, but it's not necessarily the thing that you should be doing right now. Love that. Focused action. Do you have some strategies? I'm thinking of some of my own, but do you have some strategies to help business owners, to help people who are trying to grow their business, to differentiate between what's important and what's just another thing to do?
Oh, I have my ABC list. I love that. It's like a little priority list. And so I have a sheet. Some of this is just simple strategies, and it just works. So on my A column, I simply write, what do I need to do? Like, absolutely essential, not without a doubt, I need to do that today. And I write those things down. And then the B list are things that I want to do, but if I don't get to them in the next day or two, it's not detrimental, it'll still work. And then the C list are things that You know, you could maybe do a month to 3 months down the road. It really helps you to prioritize what you have to do. And then on your ABC list, you go in order. You don't skip any. You do the first one, and then you stroke that off, and you go to the next task, and you stroke that off, and you work your way down. That's been really helpful to stay on track and stay focused.
That's cool. One of the things that I do, I do the prioritization, something real similar to that. And then I also put a time amount next to each one, the estimated time it's going to take to get that project done. Because what I find for me, at least, is sometimes I have 10 minutes, or I have 5 minutes, or I have, you know, 15 minutes before my next thing. Well, what we tend to do with those little minutes is we tend to go get a drink of water, or, you know, whatever. We just check our email or whatever. And if you know that you have a project that will take, you know, 8 to 10 minutes, and you have 10 minutes, oh, then you can just get that whole project done right then. So that helps me, too, to really take advantage of the small slots that are there. Another thing I like to do is use the calculation that is results divided by cost or investment equals priority. And so you're going to say, you know, what are the results I'm going to get from this, and give them a score, maybe a 10 or a 100, whatever kind of workload you're working with, so you can identify that, divided by how much is this going to cost me, how much time is it going to take, or how much money is it going to take. And then that's going to help me understand what priority level that is, because a lot of times you have another way you could do it is a 4-block, and at marnie.com I think we've got that template out there so that you can download that, but the 4-block where you can identify what's going to be a home run, a really great outcome thing, compared to something that is going to be extra innings. You're going to actually get somewhere maybe in the end, but it's going to take so much effort to get there that you might want to just wait for later on that one and get the easy pickings first. Things like this are going to help you to take action right where you are with the minutes and the resources you have. Love that. The last one we have here is to step it up with excellence. And this is, I don't know, is this a hard thing for, I think certain personalities really have struggle at this point.
Yes. And here's the thing. When you're being an entrepreneur, it can be a very long, lonely journey, and you need to surround yourself with others who believe in you and your dreams. That is so crucial. You can't grow your business alone. Well, you can, but it will just take a whole lot longer. So surround yourself with coaches and mentors and mastermind groups and inner circles, even prayer partners. It's perfectly fine, and I certainly suggest it. You know, pray for your business. God put that business in your heart for a reason. He planted that seed. So that dream that matters to you matters to Him as well. So allow God to be part of that and to shift directions if He wants it to. Make a goal to always hang out and socialize with people who are one or two steps ahead of you. You want to find people that can pull you into your potential, to help you see your future, to help you see things that you're not seeing about yourself, about what could yet be. Maybe fresh opportunities, bigger opportunities. Here's the thing, Marnie, we always dream too small. The other day God told me my prayers weren't bold enough. I love that because it reminded me that, you know what, God has so much more planned for us than we even know. So bring God into your business. Bring people into your business that are going to help you grow, you see things that you don't see, and maybe even obstacles that are getting in your way that you're not even recognizing how you sabotage yourself, because we sabotage ourselves on a daily basis. So not only do you need to surround yourself with excellence and with people around you, but you need to be excellent in everything that you do. Be excellent in your services. Always over-deliver. Be excellent in your packages and how you show up in the world. Oh my gosh, there's never more embarrassing of a time when, you know, the day you're upset with your kids is when your client is walking by, right? That's the day you get caught. So you need to be excellent all the time, and it's your presence, the way that you're showing up in the world. So I'm a learner. I absolutely love learning. I will always learn, but I think you have to be very intentional. And they say invest 10% of what you make in your business back into yourself and your business for your own personal growth and development. because if you want to be in the top 3% of your field, you constantly have to reinvest and to improve who you are, improve what you do, and certainly be mindful of the people that you surround yourself with. We are the average of the people that we surround ourselves with, and that can be a very shocking statement when you think about that. So I'm not saying eliminate people out of your life, but I'm saying sometimes you need to add people who can pull you forward and bring out your best.
I was thinking another great reason to pray without ceasing, so you're constantly hanging out with God.
Yeah.
What is the difference then between excellence and perfectionism?
You know what? Perfectionism is really procrastination disguised as fear, or fear is disguised as procrastination. Because when we're perfect, we're trying to be perfect, we're always tweaking, and really, you just have to put it out there. You have to put it out there, because if you're going to be tweaking, you'll never get it done. And so your fear is the procrastination, and that all ties together. Like, what if this isn't good enough? What if I didn't get it right? What if this isn't what people want? And we live in there, and we're not producing, and we're not putting out what we already know. So that's the part about believing in yourself. Excellence is when what you do, you're doing it better. You're always seeking to improve. You already like what you do, but you can always improve it in one way or other.
I love it, doing it authentically from where you are on the way to where you're going. Yeah. We were just yesterday traveling with some of my team leaders from the store and the restaurant, and we were laughing because we were looking at some artwork, and two of them were grandmas. In fact, two of them share a grandchild, and the daughter married the son of the other one. Anyway, they were looking at this artwork, and they were thinking that this little guy could probably do better than some of what we were looking at. But yet, someone paid a lot of money for that particular piece of artwork and put it on a wall in a public building. And so you just have to know that however it is that you are made, there are going to be people like us who were looking at it kind of making a little joke about it, like, who would value that? And then there's going to be other people, like the people who bought it and put it on the wall, who are just going to think it rocks, and they're going to be willing to invest in it. And as long as we are worried that everybody has to love it before we go forward, we're never going to go forward. So you just have to be okay. I don't know how you say it, Doreen, but I say I perform to an audience of one. I'm really only just looking for Jesus to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And then if somebody else wants to tap into what I'm doing, which of course, you know, when we're doing it that way, then whoever it was that he created me to minister to and them to minister to me, we're going to connect in this world, and I can trust him with it. How is it that you say that to yourself or to others?
I think very much along the same lines as you. You know, ultimately, I am here to serve God and to honor God in my business and in my relationships and all that I do. So, yeah, I answer totally to God.
Mm-hmm. And then it frees us up, doesn't it? I know at night when I lay in bed, I say, you know, how was it with me today? And I'm always looking for and wanting, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I was going for during the day. Not that that's going to get me into heaven or anything, but I just love God, and I just want to please him, and I want to use what he's given me wisely in the day. And I'm always looking for that, well done, my good and faithful servant. But some nights when I ask that question, he's like, well, we do have a few things to talk about. But he's a gentle parent, and he's not smashing me if I've missed the mark. He's just loving closer to the mark. Doreen, thank you so much for being here today. You've just given us so much content. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And you guys, you need to go check out more about Doreen. Her website is doreenpenner.com, DoreenPenner.com. She is a coach, a speaker. She loves to work with people who want to take their life, their ministry, their business to the next level, and she'd be a wonderful person for you to work with. If you just need a little clarity or you want to get involved in her step-by-step process that will help you learn how to do what you love and make more money in the process. Thanks for being here, you guys, and we will see you again next time on Marnie's Friends. Until then, have a great day, and we'll talk to you again next week. Bye-bye.